91X News.
It's 17 degrees and cloudy at 11 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Jack Carver. Police are reminding the public that it's harvesting time for marijuana crops and to keep a keen eye out for outdoor growing operations. This comes after a seizure of 1,400 pot plants from a cornfield west of Trenton on Monday. No arrests have been made in the pot bust as of yet. If you have any information on this incident, call Northumberland OPP or Crime Stoppers. A 19-year-old Belleville man has his bail hearing today. The arrest happened after police responded to a domestic disturbance in Belleville's West End. He was arrested for 3 counts of assault and 1 count of assault with a weapon and remains in custody. The victim has minor injuries. Cash-strapped Ontario is looking to save more money by freezing wages for senior public sector executives. Finance Minister Dwight Duncan calls it a symbolic sign of fairness ahead of a pay freeze for about 1.3 million workers. Duncan's promised legislation to permanently cap salaries for public sector executives at $418,000. That's twice of what Premier Dalton McGuinty makes. However, the bill won't be cutting incomes for the 150 public sector managers who already make more than that amount. Inflation continued to slide last month, dipping 0.1 point to 1.2%. Jerry Smith, the Canadian Press, has the details.
StatsCan says the inflation rate is now where it stood in May and equal to the lowest level in the consumer price index in more than 2 years. Core inflation, which measures underlying price pressure and excludes volatile items such as gasoline, fell 0.1 point to 1.6%. That is comfortably below the Bank of Canada's 2% target. On a regional basis, inflation was highest in Quebec and lowest in New Brunswick, Ontario, Alberta, and British Columbia. From the Canadian Press, I'm Jerry Smith.
And in a unanimous 9-0 ruling, the Supreme Court of Canada has ruled that Vancouver sex workers can proceed with a legal challenge of the country's prostitution laws. The ruling dismisses a federal government appeal against the Downtown Eastside Sex Workers United Against Violence Society and former sex worker Cheryl Kisselbach. The case may be moot, however, since an Ontario Court of Appeal ruling struck down some of the same laws under challenge in the Vancouver case. 91X News Time is 11:03. Now for sports. The Belleville Bulls kick off their regular season tonight with a game in Sarnia against the Sting. Belleville was 2-2 in the preseason, scoring 13 goals over 4 games. The Bulls have also named former first-round pick Brendan Gaunce team captain. Gaunce replaces Luke Judson, who had served as team captain for the previous 3 seasons. Assistant coach Jason Saprica said it was a fairly easy decision to make.
He has an immense amount of presence in our dressing room, and he's one of those guys that when he walks into the rink, you know that he's going to be a pro. So it was almost one of those questions, how can he not be your captain? You know, so it was a pretty easy choice.
Gaunce led the Bulls with 28 goals and 68 points last season. And in an embarrassing episode for the host of the next Summer Olympics, several employees of Rio de Janeiro's 2016 committee were caught stealing files from British organizers during the London Games. London's organizing committee said Friday that Rio employees working alongside London staff in the technology department had downloaded internal documents without authorization. The Brazilians were working with London organizers during the Games as part of an official transfer of knowledge program between Olympic host cities. The Rio employees involved in the theft were removed from the London program, and the nature and content of the London files was not immediately known. And now for the 91X weather update. Light rain this morning with a risk of a thunderstorm. Rain will be clearing up later on, but it'll still be cloudy, most likely raining again in the afternoon. Temperature is steady at a mild 19 degrees. 40% chance of showers this evening and after midnight, late into tomorrow morning with a chilly 12 degrees. An autumn weekend is in store with early showers on Saturday and a high of 16. Southwest winds gusting up to 50 kilometers an hour late in the morning. A mix of sun and cloud on Sunday with a 40% chance of showers with the temperature dropping to a low of 8 and rising to 15 later on in the day. At 11:05 at 17 degrees, I'm Jack Carver, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at noon.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.